start the day, the Torah, where Rabbi Shragi Kel is the 8th of August, Talmud Torah Zachas Volum.
Simin Reish Mem Vav, Chayiv Kol Odin B'Talmud Torah, V'heyach Loyudim Nisar. Zav the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayiv B'Talmud Torah, Bein Ani, Bein Asher, Bein Shalom B'Gufay, Bein Bali Surim, Bein Balcha, Bein Zakin God, Afilu Ani Al Chazal P'sochen, Afilu Bali Shubonim, quoting the Rambam, Achidish, Mamishter, on the list of the Miuchasim, everybody's Mechuyev to learn Torah. Afilu as an Ashi, Afilu as a Doth, and Ani Adir, a Mamish, a Bali Surim, and Afilu a person is married. You can understand the Rambam, we think at first, you hear the Rambam, it sounds like a joke. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch quotes La Loche. Afilu Bali Shubonim, he has Tirdis, Chayev Mekvoye, Leiz Man, Le Talmud Torah, Ben Yoyim Abalayim. He has to be Mekai, he has to Kaveh Zman in the morning and the night. Shenema, Yigisa Ben Yoyim Abalayim. Bishas Atchak, quotes the Ramo, Afilu Lokar Rakish Moshabes Varus, Leia Mushmi Picha Kunin Bey. We'll see in a moment, even if he just says Kriyash Moshal Shabes and Kriyash Mav Mayer, he's going to say the Din of Talmud Torah. Zakei Lekishas Mav Mishi Yavshalo, if he's unable to. If he doesn't know how to learn, I mean, for he has this. He should support those that are learning Torah. Says the Ramoth, and this will be considered as if he's learning by himself. He himself is learning, even though he's not learning. But the fact that he supports the Halakha Torah, that's as if he's learning. And he's able, even, he's able to add, not only does he have the ability to get the schar of supporting Torah, and it's considered he learned, he has the ability to make a certain type of itznai, and he'll split within the schar. But if you've got Isaac and Taylor, and Yachal Imkoloi, he doesn't have the ability to do this. This is the first seat from Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And Bez Hashem, we'll try to go through the seat tonight, Bez Hashem. We'll go backwards order. We'll go first, Bez Hashem, from the end of the Ramah, from the end of the Shulchan Aruch. Then we'll start, we'll go back, Bez Hashem, to the beginning of Chayiv Kol Adam, Lumatay Matayah. The emes is this concept known to us as Yisachar Zvulin. This concept is a pelon, and my emes is I keep on mentioning, I'm without svarim. I don't have lists of the achrayim and poskim that discuss these inyanim. And the joke that they made out of the concept of a person trying to sell his schar. I have just a small dogma. It's a truth from the Maamal Shaker in Kuf Aleph, where he discusses. He brings down from the Rishayim already the Rabbi Goyim, that there was a joke. What was the joke? That somebody wanted to buy schar from another yid. He tried to sell his schar. It's a gross joke. And he writes over there what a joke this is, and how you can't sell schar. And the person who wants to sell his schar, if he tried to sell his schar, then it's vayivez eitzav etzav choyra. He's taking the gevaldik eschus, the gevaldik eschar, the gevaldik eoyim, the gevaldik eschar atoyra and schar mitzvahs. To sell such a thing is a joke. And if you want to sell it, it shows you don't deserve the schar, and you'll lose the schar if you try to sell it. And the person who tried to buy it, in America we say it's like he bought a Brooklyn Bridge over here, I guess it's a Tower Bridge. I'll pretend he bought a bridge. I can't strike an azazak. It's impossible to buy such a thing. It's impossible to sell such a thing. And the truth is go on. Talmud of Chazan Sefer, the Machan Chaim, there's a truth about somebody wanting to sell his Avedis. He writes a Loshin. Rabbi Eichlin ben Zakkai, hates Rabbi Eichlin ben Zakkai. He's scared. He doesn't know where he's going. He's going to Olam Haba She'ein Ayin Loyosa. And he's scared where he's going. And he didn't think of the Eitha to sell down Avedis. He can't sell Avedis. It's a joke. A joke. Can a person sell his Avedis? Masham. The makeshift dover. Haylik and Hatsiv. Haylik and Hatsiv made a difference in Hatsiv. There was a Yid. He found a person, a Tzaddik, a Graysa Mekubal. Maybe not Mekubal, but he was a Graysa Mekubal. And this Yid, he had a ton of mitzvahs, he claimed. And he was willing to sell them. And he found a buyer. And this person went and he paid money for it. And he wrote a shayla to Mitziv. I found somebody else who's a dresser and tzaddik. I found somebody who's much bigger tzaddik than this person. I want to know, is it a mekech chayis? And the Meshach Dabbe writes back and says, the galechtes does a laugh, what a joke this is. You can't tell mitzvahs, you can't tell schar. And this person who tried to sell the sar, he loses sar for trying to sell the sar. You can't sell sar, and the person who tried to buy it, nairish tried, you can't buy and sell sar. Memela, what the grace of shayit? What's it does? That we know there's a concept of yisachar zulin, or maybe there's not some kind of a concept. I could buy a sar of tayra. I just said it's a joke. Can't buy mitzvahs. You can't sell sar. You can't buy tayra. This that. It's all not shayit. And it says the medrash in Bereishis in Sadi Tess, there's a few medrashim about it. Adonim has a chance in Vayetzai in Beis in Bamidbar Tezayin in Vayikar Chavay. It says the medrash in Sadi Tess is the Yikar. Why is it that sometimes we find Yisachar before Zvulin? That we understand is the medrash because Hei Lekateira Kedosha. That's my statement. We understand that that's already Yisachar's first. But then we find sometimes that in Kolpanim in the Brachas his Medayik Chasam Sefer that we find that Zvulin comes first. We find Zvulin comes before Yisachar. What's the pshat? It's the famous medrash that everybody knows. The Goyim quotes it in Shulchan Aruch on our page in the Ramah right here. The Goyim quotes. Says the Halakha Goyim, says the Medrash, because since Zvulin supported the Yitzchak, Eitz Chayim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. Those that hold on to the Taida, it's interesting. Eitz Chayim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. Chav Kasha. Somebody's drowning in the water, he's drowning, right? You want to know, is it the person he's supporting the Taida? So the Gemara's Mashal is an Eitz Chayim L'Machazikim. A person is drowning, and you throw in the person, you throw him in a log. Who's holding who? It's holding up who? It's Chaim Hila Machazikim. Those that hold on to it, that's their Zokin. No, you're my boss, is the Hilik of its Chaim. But this is the Medrash. This Medrash is brought down by Lacha. That there is an ability that you can support Taiga. And you get Schar. Says the Gemara, you know who this is like? The Gemara is Zvachin. That Beis, Rashi, that Beis, and Zvachin brings down a Mandana. Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon Achi Azariah? Shimon Achi? Who's Azariah? Should be Shimon Ben Ches? Who's Shimon Achi Azariah? Zotrashi, a ganze story. Says Rashi, there's a lot of diyukim in this Rashi. Rashi says that this Shimon got the brida, he wasn't able to work, he wasn't able to learn, he was very busy. So maybe he decided he was going to support his brother. They made a tznai, says Rashi, and he supported his brother, and the Torah is Nikra Shmoy. And this, says the Goyim, this is the makor of our concept of a Yisachar Zvulin. Kishimin Achi Azariah can refer in the Gemara and say that Aleph omit Aleph, that that's the concept of Yisachar Zvulin, I can support the Torah. So how does this work? And Rabbi says, it's not an alien concept to us. We know this already. What did Rebbe Kiva say? It's not mine, it's the Halak of Rebbe Kiva. But Shalish Shalom, it belongs there. We know this concept already, that somebody who's not learning Taida, and the Taida can be attributed to that person nonetheless. As we find by Rebbe Kiva, he attributed all of this Taida Kadosh. Can you imagine the sight of Rebbe Kadosh when Rebbe Kiva came back with the whole Klal Yisrael came to see Rebbe Kiva? Can you imagine with the 24,000 Talmidim and hundreds of thousands, the whole Klal Yisrael came to see the great Rebbe Kiva, and there she is, trying to get through, trying to see her husband, and Rabbi Kiva says, let her through, because Shali, Shalah, it's all hers. So we for say good, we understand this concept. What's the dipsha? So just the right side, the kasha, the gemara in soita, and that's what Aleph from it, Aleph. The gemara of the etzim is coming to ask this question. You can't sell schar, nairishkeit. And if you sell the schar, says Rabbi Kiva, go on the page in Ramah, and on the page quoting, the Mamal Shaka quoting, the Bible of Haigayim, that if you try to even sell it, you'll lose the schar. So what's this business quote, selling schar, Yisachar Zvulin, my heart, Zat the Helika Gemara, Loi, Zat the Helika Gemara, Loi Kishevna, Shevna, Ochi Hillel, Hillel Gata Brida, we all know Hillel in the Shver site. We know when Hillel was freezing on top of the base medrash, they didn't have money to get into the base medrash. Basically, people cost us to get into the base medrash, but in summer it wasn't that much. That Shevna, his brother, he didn't remember him. He didn't remember he had a brother, Hillel, who was starving, and Kinesh Ayin came to the base medrash. One day, Shevna came over to his brother, Hillel, and said, Hillel, Hetzachan, you have grace to come with your grace is tzaddik, you have an ayin, like Rossi, you have a scarish income by you. Why don't you share? Why don't you share? And Hillel, almost in jest, says, Hillel, if a person will be mbakish hoin base of, he will give you a hoin bias. He'll give you a ganzer stup, a house stup with treasures. Boy, he's always like, you have to laugh at such a person if he expects to get Taida, to buy the Taida. It's not Shaykh, says Halakha Gemara. And when Shevna wanted to buy from Hillel the Taida, so Hillel said to him, okay, you can't buy the Taida. The Taida is not sellable, as we laughed already. But says the Gemara, but Shimon Achi Azariah, that does work. What's the chiluk? Then the chiluk is pashit. The oilam already pashtayed themselves. The difference is was I buying sara that was already previously made, sara and toira that was already made, or am I causing the sara? That's the pasuk of the chilek, and that's the mevurin Ramah. Ramah says that you can't, and we just saw in the halakha of Ramah, you can't go, of course, and buy sara, because Hashem Yamash, you can't buy sara, but you can invest. That's the side of this Ramah. And that, Bez Hashem, is what we're coming to explain tonight. You can invest. There's an investment. This investment is called the Yisachar Zvul, and we'll give it a name, partnership, like the Lashon of the Ramah. You can invest in Taida, like any other investment. What's the aside of this investment? I have the ability to be the Goyrim of this Taida. We'll explain this a little bit more, Bezal Hashem is Farah, soon. But I have the ability to cause this Taida to be learned, like Shimon, Achi Azariah wasn't able to learn, so he supported his brother, he put the money in there before, and he gave the ability for the Taida to be learned, so he's the Goyrim of that Taida. So somehow it's Nikral Shmoy. Ad Kan, Rashi, Ad Kan, the Ramah. And that's the Lacha Pashat Chilik. Everybody understands that that's the difference. And now we understand that's the job of the lady. The lady, she's the Goyim, and we'll see Bez Hashem soon. And that's Bez Hashem, Abayisai, the concept. That's Yisachar's Zvul. His Helik HaChofetz Chaim, he writes a story, just to bring out in the Sefer, Shemoylon, writes a mitzvah there, about he had a Shailu in Shatnez. He doesn't tell us what his greatest Shailu, the Chofetz Chaim is a Shailu. But he doesn't tell us what his greatest Shailu was. He says, I got to Shailu, and he said, that night, who came to him in a dream, one of the supporters of the yeshiva, who was Nifter, went to the Oilam HaEmes, came to him in a dream, with a ganze Langa Vaisabon, a ganze Pilpo, a ganze Chochma, and he explained to him the Sherkait of Yishav. He saw the clarity of Chofetz Chaim. He saw the clarity of the Divrei Chazal. And he said over the Chofetz Chaim, used to say over from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that Rav Chaim Volozhin one time, he was Makabal, either Nishma to learn a certain Mishnah for somebody who was supporter of the yeshiva. Said the night that this person was Nifter, he learned the Shver Mishnah for him. And this Mishnah, the Shver, the person, the supporter, came to Rav Chaim Volozhin in a dream and explained to him the Mishnah. And Rav Chaim Volozhin said he believed in the Divrei Chazal, and he's got Shum Kain Safek. You know, Safek in the world that when the person goes up there, he has the same Chochma, says the Helik HaChofetz Chaim. He will know Shas. Says Helik HaChofetz Chaim, it's like he learned. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. In Shulchan, in the Gemara, in Sait, it says that he learned. So he believed in it, Zav Helik HaChofetz Chaim. He believed in it, Zav Helik HaChaim Volozhin. But for Mishnah Gvus, that's a Shnel. On the night that he sniffed her, he's all clear. Mishnah Gvus, that's a Shnel. Okay. He didn't know it would be that fair. But that's Rabbi Yisai, that's the Helik HaChazal they're talking. Same Chazal that tells us about that great Tzchar. They're the same Chazal that tell us, it's Yadua, Chaim Volozhin said, that the Maisa, to give over that Amelus Fatayra, actually that doesn't go over. Actually to give over Amelus, maybe Amelus, you have to shit, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Mitzis. After shit, so after not, I don't know. After you could say a chiddush that if he, when the zvulin, when er shit, and I put us when he's doing it with that kavana, he's doing it with the kavana that you should make toira, and he's shitting for the right kavana. After that's a mailus also. You know, it's not so easy to give. Anybody we're about to give. After when er shit, then I get, and I get that with a shmeichel. And he gives it with a smile. How do I know he has to give it with a smile? Because the pasuk says, "Smach zvulin b'seisecha." He has to smile when he's giving it. Actually, if he gives it with that smile, so that ulai, I don't know, ulai, maybe that's a kiyum of the shvitz. About kopanim, my boy said, "This is the grace of matana l'chayda." That a person, he's not able, like the Shulchan Aruch says, he's unable to learn if he doesn't have time or he doesn't know how, and he has this ability to get this great schar and the shas and the poiskim. No, so let's Rabbi say tonight we'll discuss a few shaylas Bez Hashem, and then we got to get back to this ruling himself. But we'll discuss a poor shaylas Rabbi say. But I have to tell you, and I will be, if I be remiss tonight, I will quote. You'll see different poiskim, different gedolim on the topic. You have to know every shayla I wrote to Agoyim Rav Chaim Kanievsky on this Indian Bez Hashem. We'll see 10, 15 shaylas tonight about the topic. Every shayla I wrote, kimat, was either answered back Sarachian or Ein Manu Esik bin Astarim. We don't know. We're going to talk tonight, Shailos, about Chveis, Vatotzach Mitaskarim Shemayim, does Yisachar lose, and people, how much does Zvulin get, and how much does he have to give, and is it considered 50-50 in partnership, and thus, and all the different Shailos. And most of the answers are kind of the answers we just answered back. Chveisnish, Vatotzach in Himmel. So the emphasis is that, I'll tell you over what other Paiskim say, but the emphasis is that Eilan Oisik misdoes, and we'll just try what we can. So most of the truths, and we'll just say, this is what we think, this is what we're capable from the Gitoilim, but Rav Chaim went with a different mahalas. And most of these questions will say, we don't know what goes on in Shemayim. But we'll try. So the emphasis will start. The Ramah says already, Yechalik b'scharay, is medayik the goyim of Moshe's function. Moshe has the grace of tshuva that in them and chelik dawid in Yerideyam. In Islam, it's Zayin, a grace of tshuva, where he goes medayik the whole thing, and he goes through the whole topic. But Moshe already starts out with the yukim. So chelik the goyim of Moshe. He says, why is this halacha not brought down in Hilchot Tzedakah? Hilchot Tzedakah starts in Reish Men Zayin, as we discussed the other day. The remes for all the graces achim that a person is zayik tshuva and gets stuck it. This is brought down in Hilchot Tzedakah, as we saw. So the goyim of Moshe, the kashas of tzayis make her. Anybody who looked at the Torah way sign knows the answer to the kasha. What does it say in the category in Lashon HaKodesh? What topic is Yisachar Zvulun? Doesn't say Tzedakah. Doesn't say Maaseh. What topic is this? This topic is Talmud Torah. Because of the Goyim of Moshe, this is not Tzedakah. So of the Goyim of Moshe, you make a partnership with somebody, that person doesn't have to be a Tzedakah case, the Chlal of the Goyim of Moshe. You're making an investment. You're trying to make a good investment. Now, boy, it's not just a go investment. This is the best investment that a person's ever going to make. And then God's 11. He's trying to make an investment that lasts in the oil, may I want me to loyal and buy it? So that investment, Dr. Goyim of Moshe, put that in Tzedakah. He's doing you a favor, you're not doing him a favor. This is Nishta Tzedakah case. So where do we put that? We put that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. We have to find a way to give this person a connection to Talmud Torah, an investment. How are we going to get this person an investment in Talmud Torah? That's Siman Reish Mem Vav, number one. Therefore, says the Goyim of Moshe, Dvarim Pashutim Ma'ayim. So Dr. Goyim of Moshe, I did see there was a certain sefer that is chaylik, but the Goyim of Moshe is Pashut. You can't use your Meister for this. Rabbi, can I use my Meister money to invest in, I don't want to say the name of company, I think I work for them, can I use my Meister money to invest? That's not a shayt. You can't use your money of Meister to invest. That's the Rebbeinu Shloim's money. He has to invest. You take your own money if you want to invest. You want to give tzedakah, you want to give poor, you want to this, you want to support Torah, give Meister, no problem. But you want to make this specific type of investment that we call it a Yisachar Tzvulin partnership. So then how could you use Meister money? It's not your money. You can't use it to pay off your debts. Even though I saw a certain saying, that's chayt. Rav Meisha goes further and says, Rav Meisha, this is a partnership. And Rav Meisha says, I can't say it's a chiddush, because the emes is, this is chayt the pashtus. This is chayt the pashtus. Something going with Meisha, it's got to be 50-50. Ooh, wow. We just not. Today's year will end, Rav Meisha, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. 50-50, Rav Meisha. 50-50. You know what that means, Rav Meisha? That means you have a nice car, he has a nice car. You have a nice bed, he has a nice bed. You have a nice house, he has a nice bed. Shaita Baisai. That's stay Eroich. That's stay. Azei Baisai. That's the Mishpash, the going of Moshe. He's Medai. He says, Yechalku Mishar. And that is up with Moshe. He doesn't have a Tzad now, like he's Medai in the Shaf, he's Medai in the going. I will tell you, Baisai, that I did look around, the Roiva Paiskim is not. The Roiva Paiskim hold. That the slight of the Yisachar Zvulun partnership is that you support him and you give him the ability to put him on his feet and give him his means to be able to learn. And as Minchas Yitzchok explains, the naches on daigas that he wouldn't have to worry, etc. And you give him that feeling that he doesn't have to worry. And you don't say this theme of the partnership, because what's the slight of the partnership of Yisachar Zvulun? Something Minchas Yitzchok. You're giving him the ability to learn. You're the one who's causing that title. That's how the Minchas Yitzchok learns. I would have to tell you, Ramesh is not like that. Now, Ramesh does say, and this is going to be a recurring theme that we're going to see over and over and over and over tonight. The Chofetz Chaim says it many, many times. Even if a person doesn't get into Medukin, the Ramah, as we were Medayik when we started Mashiach, that even if a person doesn't get the Yisachar Zvulun partnership, but that Maila of being Maxik Torah is the highest stuck-up person can give. It's the absolute highest, it's the absolute best thing that the person can do with his money, be it his tzedakah money, or be it his regular money. Supporting the children, if it's not tzedakah money, is the absolute best thing he can do with his money. So does it have that ultimate level of Yisachar Zvulun? Not possibly not, according to the Goyim of Moshe, if you don't do 50-50. According to the other Paiskim, if you're doing it in a way of where you're giving him the full support, and you're the one who's causing the Torah that he's going to learn this year, so then the Minchas Yitzchak holds, that's also considered. You might say this halacha of Yisachar Zvulun. But again, I want to reiterate, one should never think he's getting a gevaldik. The schar is ayin moy rasa, and it's the highest level tzedakah that he can possibly do. There's no question in the world. We're just talking about this ultimate level, this even higher level, where it's mamish splitting the schar, it's even more. So that's number one. Excuse me. The emesis, the chidah, Hitaka says, if a person even gives partial, and you look around and there are many paiskim that agree to this concept, if he even gives partials, He gives him a certain amount. He's not a full supporter of the Zevulun. Excuse me, of the Yisachar. He's not the full supporter of the Yisachar. Afilu Achi, he gets a partial. And I did. I saw B'Shem of Shach, and I heard B'Shem of Shach that he used to say 20% works and 10% works. He could do it in different percentages. Also, again, like you said, this has nothing to do with Maaser. The person gives 3% of his money. These percentages, this also works. That's also, he becomes a partial partner. And you see the emesis. And I once spoke to one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, he said, Rav Yitzchak Zalman Meltzer, he was a very strong believer in this, that there's a concept of a parnes hayoyim, and the ability to have just even for a day the concept of a Yisachar Zvulun. Hagam that Rav Moshe was not like that, but it seems to be that there were many, many Rishashivas and many, many Gedolim that did all like that. Many Gedolim, Maisa, and again, like I say, from Rav Shach, I saw a letter from Rav Shach, that this would work, this type of a concept where a person supports a day of Kailul, a day of a certain Yungaman, a month of a Yungaman, all these things work. But we're talking in levels. Rav Moshe said, you have to do it the best for 3 years. Interesting. It has to do with a Shulchan Aruch in one place. He has to have a certain rachos, a certain confidence that he knows he's going to be able to sit and learn for a certain amount of time and not have daikas and not have worries. Rav Moshe says it's 3 years. Mincha Zita says it's enough 1 year. It's enough 1 year. Now, Emes is, I saw one sefer. He says, even as man is enough. And again, as I repeat, Einanu Esik Minasaris. You don't know if it does or it doesn't work. But I tell you one thing. A younger man that knows he only has, you know, support for one man, so then in the middle of that man, he's already worried about the next man. And that's the concept of giving him that he doesn't have daigis, he doesn't have anything to worry about. L'chayu, that great maila, it has to be either like the Minchas Yitzchak is a year, or like the Moshe says, even no, 3 years. But again, different shaylas. Are you oivan baltolin? If you pay your worker late, is your shutif might be oivan baltolin? You have to remember, it's not just a neder. It says the goy minchas yitzchak. It's a shaylah baltolin. Paying your worker on time, you can't be late. And think, you know, fine. It's a real, real partnership, Rabbi said. A neder, maybe it's not baltacher until he gets it. Maybe, but here might be a shaylah baltolin. Of these other shaylas. Now, Lamaisa, just to hold off for a moment on the shaylas of Maaser, the shaylas of Yisachar Zvulun. Chofetz Chaim, when he's discussing all of these in Yonim, he discusses, when we're talking about this investment, Rabbi Yisrael, something Chofetz Chaim, it's Yidua, that somebody once came over to the Goyim Chofetz Chaim and said to him, he said, Grace of Machmir was to you, Grace of Machmir was Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, I'm a Machmir. Chofetz Chaim, I have many kulas. And he gave examples of his kulas. Some of the examples he gave, he says, Ramashos Aloch in the Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Nun, Ayyavaz Beis, Ayyavaz Beis Yosef Mechayush. A person, he's not allowed to give more than 20% of his money. That's not lotto for Maaser. Even though Ayyid, he wants to give all that he can give. But we tell him, that's a Ayyid, not more than 20%. But there's a few exceptions that the Chavtaim make them. He has coolers, a lot of them are Machlekes Rishayman. Chavtaim's make them. He brings coolers. What are his coolers? One cool is after Chavtaim, Al Tayyid. He's going on a long journey, he's up the Gemara and Ksubas, Ustam of Zion. He's an Al Tayyid. He doesn't know which way he's going. He doesn't know what's going to be with him. So he has to prepare for that long journey. Hatta Gemara says you're allowed to give away a lot of your money at that point. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'll make it like that. One kula the Chofetz Chaim. Another kula the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim, for a chazakas toira, you're allowed. That's another kula. Yes, other kulas there. For a chazakas toira, one of the kulas the Chofetz Chaim. For the Chofetz Chaim, you're allowed to give even more than 20%. Something Chofetz Chaim, what's a pshat? A zakula? A zakula? Something Chofetz Chaim, pshat is it. If a person, if I would tell you, Herzl Chaim, you have, let's say, if you would gather and amass all of your money together, with your property and your this and your car and everything, you get £500,000 and this and that, right? I tell you, if you give me £1,000,000, tomorrow I'll give you 10. You give me today $1,000,000, tomorrow I'll give you 10. Just rip this and that, don't worry. Would you do it? He said, no, I can't do it. I only have £1,000,000. Sorry, I can't do it. I'm a shugana. That's a pashut investment. You take the £1,000,000, you're going to turn it into £10,000,000. It's like, hey, look at Chofetz Chaim. It's not the kasha. The whole reason why Chazal said, you can't take more than 20% and give that money away. You know why? Because you're going to get poor. You're going to hit. But let's say you find a moedic investment. You're going to be alive for Sacha Kavos. 120 if you're lucky. If you're lucky. 120. So then, but you're going to be alive for 100 million, billion, trillion, trillion years. Years of Haizai. And that's a grace investment. So therefore, you're allowed to give your money. As I said, take the Chofetz Chaim. I want to reiterate this. Because it's very important that a person makes mistakes sometimes and thinks, well, I'm not doing this off as moving according to this region, according to that place, according to that after. And like the Rav Chaim said, anyways, he's saying, I'm raising the stars. But that's this and what's the schach or this title? No, I digress. Let me get back to it. The Tanai, I get this shaylo all the time. I think today, somebody actually came to the house this morning and wanted to know, does it have to be a proper Tanai, etc. The emesis is that the Lashon in the Ramah, it has to be a Tanai. You have to make a condition beforehand. Now, do you have to make a shtar? That it does not say in the Rama. Do you have to make a shtar with the yid and tell him a contract, etc.? Word of mouth works, and the going Rav Moshe says that it's enough without a contract. It's enough if you have a word of mouth. So then, you could be followed, you could be signed on such a thing. The emphasis to is Yadua that the going of this Zalman, he has stars, he brings down his own star. Zalman himself, if he suffers a ruling partnership, he brings down his own star. And one of the Chalakim of Evan Ha'ezel and to do a Rashat and his Mamarim have stars, the Chazanish and his Igris, they wrote stars. But me, I think you don't need a star. And I was a certain being, he came to me today, so nervous, is the star written properly? That I looked at it for a long time because I knew that's what the Yid wanted. The guy with Moshe said, you can do it about Pell also. If it's a Tznai, then it says it's spoken out beforehand. You're not buying previous Chag, and it's spoken out beforehand. Then such a Tznai works, such a Star works. It's interesting, I saw in a Star brought down from the Goyim of Mrs. Alman, he was the aide on a Star. Ayid, maybe somebody here heard of him, I don't know. He seemed to be his English Agav because the money was in English. Or maybe actually, no, it's Israel that time is also. His name was Gershon Levine, I don't know who this Yid was. This is Gershon Levine. He had a Yisachar Zvulun partnership, and this partnership, the aid on the partnership, was with Zalman Meltzer. Who was the Yisachar in that partnership? An Avreich named Fisher. Who is this Avreich named Fisher? The Goyim Rabbi Sol Yankuf. He was giving him 3 Leroy's a month. Hagoyim Rabbi Sol Yankuf Fisher went on to become the head of the Charedis of the Gresset Post in Yerushalayim. So then the Gresset Goyim Ador. That's a ganz good investment. This Gershon Levine, I don't know who he is. None of us heard of this Gershon Levine. But he sits over there with the Goyim of that, with the dying, with the Gresset dying, with the Rabbi Sol Yankuf. Yeah. The Meiser, we spoke already, to give Meiser, that Negeya, that's Pashit. Could you do it with the Yeshiva? Sometimes people say, you know, I have Yisachar Zvulun partnership with Yeshiva. Well, I don't know if the Yeshiva has a right to decide with their Avreichim. They have to make that tonight with every Avreichim. The Avreichim's masculine, then fine. But the Yeshiva, of course, doesn't have the right to say, yeah, our Talmidim, they do Yisachar Zvulun. You have to know if Taka, they worked out, and this Talmud, he's going to be a Yisachar, and you're going to be a Zvulun, and there's a specific tonight made up with such and such Talmud, so that would work. And as we said, maybe even a Parnas Hayoyi works, etc. But you can't just say, you know, yeah, I'm supporting this, etc. So they told me the other day, yeah, Yisachar Zvulun with the hospital. Maybe it's a Koyul in the hospital. There's Mishnah there, but Yisachar Zvulun. Somebody asked me, can you do Yisachar Zvulun with Mishpacha? Tell me Yisachar Zvulun. Then can you do Yisachar Zvulun with a non-Jewish person? It's a touchy Shaila. The Goyim of Moshe says no. When I say Machal Shabbos, the Goyim of Moshe says no. Number one, he says you can't associate yourself. Can't associate, number one. But then the Goyim of Moshe, I saw the Mincha Tzitzlak, he says even stronger. He says, look what you're doing. You're giving this person a Yisachar Zvulun partnership. You're giving this person Schar Shemayim. You're kind of sampling the fact that there's a Machal Shabbos Lefayetia. You're kind of telling him, you could sit back with your feet up and watching on Shabbos Kodesh. No problem. You're going to get Schar? How you talking? I want to ask this question to Agoyin of Eliashiv. Eliashiv said a person who makes such a Yisachar Zvulun partnership, he thinks he might be over on Gnevis Das. It's Gnevis Das because he's not going to get that Schar. It's a touchy Shailah. Dav Dezogin. Go Pashem Eida Kedosha. Shailah. On the day over here. But the mice, it makes sense. Yisachar Zvulun means you become a kusher. You might want to become a kusher with such a person. A person who's a Mechal Shabbos, it's not even allowed and it probably won't even work. The famous Shiloh. Does Yisachar lose? Everybody wants to know that Shiloh. Does Yisachar lose the star? All the Yisachars want to know that Shiloh again. Ain't on Oasis in the star. I have the list, I'll tell you. The Pele Yoyitz, the Nitziv. The Goyim of Moshe, Medayikin in the Shach, Medayikin the Ramah, the Goyim, they all hold that Avada the Yisachar loses. Avada is a partnership. So the Goyim of Moshe, what's the Shailah? It's a partnership. It's like any other partnership. So he has to give a little bit, and you have to give a little bit. And that's how they hold Goyim, Shach, and Moshe, they held like that. I will tell you, Rabbi Isai, interesting. The Tzad that holds that Yitaka loses, the Yisachar loses, sent to Pele Yoyitz. He says, "A besides mishpashit, the going rights mishpashit to make the Yisachar Zvulun partnership mishpashit. You're going to lose out. The other side that says that you don't lose. What's the other side? The famous Aruch Chaim calls it a shekel akhaydish. Aruch Chaim says shekel akhaydish. We know you don't lose. It's a double sided shekel. So Yisachar will get, Zvulun will get. Says the Hayek Aflah ner leechad ner lemeya. The schar up there, it's a candle. It's a ner leechad. Does the candle lose anything when he gives out? You don't lose any schar. It's interesting. Rav Natali Amsterdam, when they asked him this child, he got upset." Because it's supposed to be something strange, and my baby's still having to make some sleep. And Jaisal can make as much as he wants to everybody in Shalom. You think there's not enough strange in Shemayim to do it? I once asked this question to Rapan. Rav Pam said, he brought me interesting idea. The Chazon Ish writes in one place, somebody asked him, should I do a Yisachar Zubin partnership? A Yisachar asked the Kasha, I'm going to lose, I don't want to lose. So the Chazon Ish writes to him, you don't have to be so stingy. That's a Yisachar. Yisachar Rav Pam, a bunch of the time, stingy. You know what you're losing. It's like telling you, you know, you have like 40 billion, trillion, quadrillion, I don't know the numbers, pounds. It's more than dollars, which is, why can't you give 20? This is not say stingy. You know, don't tell that to a right man. You know, see what happens to you. So what does it mean, stingy? Rav Pam said, you know what it says in this Chazon Ish? That the Chazon Ish held clear, you're not going to lose anything. You're not going to lose, because you can't call a yid stingy if he doesn't want to lose the 40 billion, trillion, quadrillion. You can't tell him he's stingy. Rav Shachet Yadua, I heard this from a lady, she didn't want that. I heard this from her mouth herself. She didn't want that her husband should do a Yisachar Zubin partnership. She didn't want it. I don't want that my husband, he should lose Sar, because I don't lose Sar. It's already only a half. So Shach promised her. He said, I'll take it on my shoulders. If you lose, I'll take it. Shach wasn't worried. You're not going to lose. If you are going to lose, you're not going to lose the Sar. And hey, many Gedolim, the Hennessy, they asked this question, that going with Chaim Volozhin. And Chaim Volozhin said, and Vos, man learned Torah Lishma. We learn Torah Lishma. We don't learn for the Schar. The Chaim Volozhin and Hilgaligan. We don't learn Torah. What's with you have? Chaylik in Estarim. Zavik Chaim Volozhin. Monoshach. The Gain of Chaim Volozhin. No. The reason why there's a Shaila is because without help, you need money, right? And if you're not going to learn Zavik Gain of Chaim Volozhin, because you don't want, because Epis, Epsha, maybe the Mesha Dub is Epsha, the Pelag Yoyit is Zayik, Epsha the Gain, Epsha the Mesha Function Zayik, and you're going to lose Chaim. You're not going to learn, you're not going to be Yisachar. Because you don't want to give that Schar. So they have a mom that's learned to lose all of its time. How can a person say such a thing? More Torah will be learned in the Pelagites himself. Pelagites are lame for Eshrai, that you lose the star. He says, but Avada, if you have no other choice, but your choice is either to learn and be a Yisachar Zubin, or not to learn, so they have the Shai. This is the Nafkamina. There's no Nafkamina anyways. If you don't need the money, you're not going to be asking for the money. And if you do need the money, so they have Chalil and Chas, not to take Yisachar Zubin partnership. We want to be Makadashay Shemayim in the Velt. We want more Torah to be learned in the Velt. No. That's his chat with the Chazon Ish said, don't be stingy. Okay, I'll end with one chakira. I'll get nervous. You paid for a full place, 45 minutes. I'll find something else to talk about. But I'll end with one chakira. What's a pshat bichlal? And how does Yisachar Zubin work? It's interesting. Now, one person once asked me, now what happens if you find out? I mean, you're Yisachar, you know, he's Nebuch, unfortunately, as a Vilkan, one, two guys in the base medrash, that they're not so shtar, you know? And you find out that you're Yisachar, you know, he's not the person who's, you know, drinking that coffee. He's the person making the coffee for the person who's drinking the coffee, verstehst? You know, and you find out, this is my Yisachar. No, so what do you do then? I'm so good to Shiloh. So I told him, yesh lach to a chakida. A chakida Yisachar Zubin. Yeah, chakida? Yes, chakida Yisachar Zubin. He's in the pshat. That Yisachar Zubin, like we've been learning till now, the Goyim of Maisha, he told us, the partnership. 50-50 of them, the sput no scha. Good? That's one side, yeah? Another side, in the chakida, nah, that's not true. The pshat is that when Zubin has to come good to the Goyim, because it's very negaya how to work. When Zubin arbit, when they're arbit, you know, when he's working, so then the work he's doing is not just making the parnosa. Till now he's making that patish, he's banging that hammer, and he's making money with it, he's making parnosa, now he's not doing that. Now when he hits that hammer is going from the money, which is going to support the Torah, which is going to cause the Torah to be learned. So he's, that hitting of the hammer hitting is a mitzvah itself. Like, one side is, if Chad is that, we split the sky. One side is the arbit. The mix is the arbit. Should I tell you an afkamina? Now bring it out clear. Two afkaminas. Number one, now we can understand those gedolei olam that they say that you split the schar. If the longest is, you can't split the schar, so nobody sachar loses, no? You're splitting the schar. There's 100 barrels of schar, he gets 50, and he gets 50. Good. The other side says, what? He doesn't lose schar. Yisachar Elton Egan schar. He's learning Torah. He has schar. Zubin gets schar for hitting the hammer. Zubin gets schar for going to work. Because the work, when he's working to Mekai and the Torah. You hit the Maisa. He's working the work itself. The work, Rabbeisai. That's the, you're getting schar for that. So Yisachar loses? What's like this? My work is the mitzvah. I'm getting paid for it. Just hit another nafkamina. Another nafkamina. Hezai bei, mafensachai. I hate the chavetz chayim. Zot the chavetz chayim. Shalom ra. So, okay, look at Chavetz Chaim. Show him up, Oyabe, if I don't say the loyim day say the secha. So the chavetz chayim, why doesn't it say the loyim day say the secha? It says oya day. Those that love the Torah. So the chavetz chayim is talking to the zvulim. They are shalom rav le oya day. The ones that support the Torah, even if he finds out that the yisachar wasn't learning, he's not going to lose. Hey, mama yichshol. Nothing bad will happen to him. What's this? The yisachar himself. If he's not learning, he's going to be in trouble. But him not. What's the shot? Ah, this is beautiful. This Zulim, when he worked, he was working that my work should be Torah. That the work itself is a mitzvah. So what's the nafkamina basoi? It turns out that the Yisachar, he wasn't my work. I was working a boy said that the work should be Torah. My work itself, I'm getting schar for the work. Shame came according to the other side. The other side, nachakira, was you split the schar. He's busy making coffee. You'll get schar for chesed. You know, you're going to get schar of what? What is there to split? There's nothing to split. Niflad the mic. Hatkan Yisachar Zulim. Ooh, now we have to talk about a different shayla. This is, I would say, I don't know if it's the first shayla, if it's the last shayla. What's it, Zulim? Comes as Zulim after tonight's shir. He comes home, tells his wife, Ratzachai, you're going to forget it, this Kalasach. Baruch Hashem is going back to England. But tonight you thought it cost us money for the first time. Ooh, they got a check, look, he starts making Zulim, Yisachar Zulim, Yisachar Zulim. I don't think good for Hashem. If I said you can make the cash, the check's payable to, yeah. And then he said, Baruch Hashem, he takes his feet, he puts up his feet. Hey, I'm going to rest now. So I'm going to rest. I say, so let's see, what's the chiyuv tamatayim? Well, that's him, I say, what's the chiyuv tamatayim of Ayyid? And this was the question asked me today by Ayyid. He wanted to know. He's a Zulim potter. That's what he wants to know. No, already Shulchan Aruch in the first line of Shulchan Aruch already sounds not like that. Shulchan Aruch says, "Chayiv kol adam yechol learn Torah. If he's yashar will know. If he can't learn, he can make a zvulin partnership, etc." I want to tell the Oyam say Achish. I tell them Chedushim. Till now, I think for the last 14 days I'm here, I didn't say Chedushim. That's why I told the Oyam. I'm telling them, now I'm going to say Chedushim. Rogachover, no matter what the Rogachover says, it's a Chedush. I'll tell you a Rogachover. Good. Abai said, I'm going to tell you your Chiyuvim Talmud Torah. Let's go to Seder. Number one, you have a Chiyuvim. There's a famous Rogachover. Some Tehidik and Rogachover, there was I don't know what went on there, but there was some kind of a scandal. What was a scandal? There's a Yid, he made a sea among times to Chaydis. They found that this kid, he made a Rogachover kid, right? He made a sea in the Chayz Vachim. He made a sea. After they found out, hey, he's not a Bar Mitzvah Bachar. He's not a Bar Mitzvah, a scandal. They send this Shaila to the Rogachover Goy. Oh, the Rogachover named the Kiyas and the Shtaita Zeh and Shtaita Zeh. At the end, he says, you're making a mistake. There's two dinim in Talmud Torah. Say dinim. One din is at the Rogachover game. That's the Limud Torah. That's the din that you have a mitzvah Limud Torah. A child, maybe you're right, he doesn't have a mitzvah in a Torah to learn Torah. But for Shaitzel, he has a mitzvah. Chino, fine. Then we can talk. But it's at the Rogachover going. You're making a mistake. Echo Kash is at the Rogachover. The day before his bar mitzvah, he's got no Yamakar and Langa. Hey, Azay, I'm not saying. Azay's not in hearing. And Azay. And then he got, and you tell him the next day, Yamoin, he's got to put on a strimal. Fashtayis? Come on. Is that a Narishite? Is it, are you talking? 1 second ago, he didn't have to know any mitzvahs, and then all of a sudden we're going to put him on the oil of Toy. I forgot to tell you, bar mitzvahs on Yei Kippur. Right? And we're going to tell him, by the way, can you fast? And you have to know him. Zatra Gachava, you're making a mistake. There's a Vagachir, it's a verb like this in the Rambam. It's a verb like this in many, many places, Rabbi. So we'll show you a Rambam in a moment. That a Vagachir is a Chiyav of Yediyah. And the kid has the same chiyuv of yediyas atoida. He has to know. Hay tochin misvara pshuta. First of all, zochte Rogachover going. He says that kid, his toida. It was model him for his yediyas atoida. And can make an asiyim. And can make an agrois asiyim. It passes the oil. He has the same chiyuv as you. And so zochte Rogachover going. Cool. I want to tell you this. The voice is not just a Rogachover. It's a Rambam. Rambam Perik Aleph in Halacha Gimel, right in the beginning of there. And Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, how he used to learn up this Rambam. He didn't understand the Rambam. I don't have it in front of me, or take my word. The Rambam says that a child, you chayev to teach your child Torah. You chayev to teach your child Torah. So take a Rambam. Chayev to teach. What happens if your father doesn't teach you Torah? Now I'm going to digress. In all the other cases, the Rambam says, your father, he has to mal you, he has to pay to you. What happens if your father doesn't mal you? So what happens if he doesn't pay to you? When you get older, when you're saddled, you have to make your own bris milah, you have to buy to yourself. Over here is interesting, the Rambam. Rambam says, your father doesn't teach you Torah? So then when you have das, you have a little bit of seichel, you got to learn Torah. Fek the heiluk, fek the yankiv. What's this? What do you mean? It's a thing. When you get older, you have to learn Torah. Then the Rambam goes on and says also strange words. So the Rambam, and the king Maxino, that you should know that Talmud Torah is maybe the Demaisa. It brings the person to Demaisa. What's the Shaykh is the Klal? The Koyim of Yankiv, that's the child. That the Rambam is telling you that there's a chiyuv of yediyas ha-Torah. A child has a chiyuv of yediyas ha-Torah. Your father doesn't teach you Torah, so you have to make sure you have to know what Hilchos Shabbos. You have to know Hilchos Yontif and Brochus and Tefillah and Gasus and everything. And you have to know what to do, because tomorrow you're going to wake up, you're going to be bar mitzvah. You have to know what to do, Zotei Yilke Rambam. Oh, Zotei Rambam became Maxino. And that's we find how great Torah is. That Torah brings you to the Maisa. That's one din in Talmud Torah. Yediyas ha-Torah. Should I show you more places of this din on my side? The Goy of the Marsh Hall. The guy in the mashal, once a ma'isa, remember in Eretz Yisrael, I found out in a certain place, I gave a shiur, found out that the person, he wasn't the Baal Tshuva, he was Taka Goy. Shuta, they found out afterward. I told him, given a Baal Tshuva, given the Chmeid, given the Mamad, given a Shiksa. I said, I'll down to ma'isa over there. And he wanted to know, I want to go right to and learn. I mean, do you know what it is, Abayis? I could get a gayers and Eretz Yisrael, I can go into that topic. I'm sure you know what it is, Abayis, it's Mifosh. And you know, so he said, until he's going to get his gayers, it's two fucking shy, fucking adult. So he wants to know, can you come to the shiur? I told this evening, my shiur you can come to. I thought, now, for sake, I give a law here. I give a law for my Isa. You need a riot for such a thing, he said. Again, I don't have the Marshaw and Shabbos and Dav Lamed Aleph. Zot the Marshaw, if the guy is not allowed to learn Torah, the guy is alone, you gotta kill the fella. Okay? I'm Zot the Marshaw, but I don't understand. Does this question sound familiar? He's gonna wake up tomorrow and he's gonna be a Yid. And he's gonna become a Yid Erev Yom Kippur. Boom, we're gonna throw onto him, call it on the cooler. Brothers and gashes and trees under the door. And we're gonna throw him straight off a cliff. He's got to learn beforehand. The man, what should he do? The man is on my side. He has to know what to do on our boy's side. What should he do on his side, man? Oh, yeah, boy's side. I'm going to tell you now a fight I had with a certain rabbi. I'll tell you my story. One time, it's a certain rabbi. I gave a shiur in some place. Don't ask when and why and where. We'll talk after the shiur if anybody wants to know the plot. I gave a certain shiur, and it came out from this shiur. I said something against about ladies learning Gemara. Ladies learning Gemara, shoy. No, I get a call from a certain rabbi and bringing riyas upon riyas from Tanakh of ladies that learned Torah Kedosha. Now you have to know this rabbi, she's a very nice lady, but she's Mishka Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Isai. A Gereisa Moritz. Rabbi Isai, her riyas, marriage time. I said, those are riyas, Mishka Amoritz. I brought her much better riyas. Why is that girl's man Torah? What's that there? Parshas Vayelech, Hakel. They all the ladies came to learn Torah. What's that there? I told more. I told the Gemara Kedushin Payale. They all came to the Shir of the Rav. I told, don't you know Nagi in Malachim? Where was that? In Malachim Beis, in Perik, Dalin, in the Chav Gimel, right? Oh, there, what happened? The Isha Junanis. Her husband tells her, where are you going today? Where are you going? She was going to see the Chachim. He said to her, Lei Chedish Hayayim, Lei Yantif Hayayim, why are you going today? Why are you going to the drasha? She was going to learn Shas. Oh, don't you know? I told this on Maritz. She was, you know, who was it? Chizkiyah. The Gemara Sanhedrin of Sadi Dalit. I see you didn't know all Shas yet. Chizkiyah Sadi Dalit in Sanhedrin. Said to Gemara, they were boy. The Chizkiyah was a grace of Mashiach. The Gamsher, her boy said. He stood in front of the base measures. He said, anybody who leaves, we're going to kill him in Kaiji. It worked. They checked from Dan at Beersheba. There wasn't a lady or a man who wasn't Bucky and Tumami Kalshim, according to one gears in the Gemara. It wasn't a Tinoch the Tinoikis who didn't know Shas and Paiskin. Hooah! Girls learning Shas! Nifla, no? So I said, yeah, see? The Raya. Yeah, you see? I told her, Abayas, let me tell you, Abayas, before I say the parents, I have to have some fun, Abayas. I don't have my list. Oh, I would have my list. I had 43 riyas from the Halakha Shas and Chazal that a lady that learns our Halakha Torah, you take it and burn the Torah first, says Yerushalmi and Saita. Burn our Halakha Torah before you let a lady, Rahmana Litzlan, learn a Gemara, Rahmana Litzlan. And the Gemara of Moshe Feinstein, he says, when it says in the Gemara in Saita, and that Chof Aleph, when it says over there that Lashim, that a lady, it's Kilo, the Lando Tiftis, the Lamaritim is Benechem, the Loi Benoi Seichem, it's not the Goyim of Moshe, the Loi, it's not just the Narish guy, the Shulchan Aleph, Reish Mem Vav, Sid Vav, the Loi Benoi Seichem, you're teaching your Tiflis, it's not the Goyim of Moshe, it's a Beda, you need the Goyim of Moshe, it's a Pasik, a Boisai, it's in Chayis Sora, this is Zohar, or Isa, for Govrin, is given for men, not for the ladies. And Zaki Shami, like we said, burn it before you let the Machman Litzlan learn a Gemara, the Shnayis, Narishkeit Zaki Gemara. At this point, now we need an answer, no? So I told him, I'm going to tell you the answer, Rabbi. You know what the answer is? Shulchan Aruch, Beit Yosef, he says the answer. And Shulchan Aruch, Sinim Mem Zayin. Ladies, Noshim Chayim Birchas HaTorah. Say, ladies, Chayim Birchas HaTorah, why? Oh, I'll give you a chizik, the boy said. Says the Goyim, the Bima Goyim, they learn over there. They say, because she has to say also the Parshas Talmud. So since she has to say Parshas Talmud, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. At least that should be a chizik for us to say Parshas Talmud. Okay, sure. I'll be something invite her. Sure. Zofte Heilike Beis Yosef, he's quoting the smag. He says, you know why a lady's chayim Birchas HaTorah? Because she has to learn Torah. She has to learn Torah. But he explains it so beautifully. And the Sefer Hasidim in Simin Shin Yud Gimel, how he explains it so erlich. He says, what, she doesn't need to know what to do? She doesn't need to know Hilchus Shabbos? She doesn't need to know Hilchus Kashrus? She doesn't need to know Hilchus Sneezes, Hilchus Nidah, Hilchus Brachas, Hilchus this, Hilchus that? She needs to learn what? What she needs to learn? So there, so then it's Dabba Poshit. She makes a Birchas HaTorah. And it's Dabba Poshit, that's what Yishu Shalam is going to do. And it's Dabba Poshit, that's what's going to be Tosef Metchistia. And Dabba Poshit, that's what's going to be Hakel and Dos. It's a very side. You see this side? This is the first side. A goy, a kotin, a froy, everybody has a chiv of Yediyas HaTorah. And when I say Yediyas HaTorah, very side, I mean, you have to know. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to be a rabbi, you have a chiv. A chiv. A chiv that a few are going to, a few are keeping this learn. Have a chiv. No. What's that sign? Keep the man. She says, that's a chiv. I know Kol HaTorah Kula. What did we say the other day? We said, Rechaim, can you ask me to finish Kol HaTorah Kula? What's he going to do? He's going to go paintball, he said. Nachal? Kol HaTorah Kula. So you know what? I looked. What do? You learned Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm just nervous that he's going to come in 300 years. I'm nervous. Says the Gemara Menachis. And that's Sari Tessi Hidika Gemara. This question, the nephew of the Goyim Rabbi Shmoyel, the Amtana Hidika Tana Mishma, he asked him. And this is the same Rabbi Shmoyel who passed him by Lacha. He said, you're allowed to work. Rabbi Shmoyel brought Islam in a hammock by a minute derechares. The kiss of a young man Valayla. It means that a body allowed to work though. What's that? So you need a parnasa. What's this in the sugar? And the Shulchan Aruch, they once were Zayid. There was Zayid, Rav Henkin, the Goyim at Tzaddik of Henkin. He walked into a town and he saw a Yid. He was waiting to talk to the Rav. He sees a Yid outside. He says to this Yid, Yid, what do you do? So this Yid tells him, what do you do for a living? He asked him. So he told him, I have a store. So you have a store? But Yid, Herzachayim, you're not listening to my question. How do you live? What are you learning? What do you do? You're Kibayit and Matoida. He thought the Pasha Yid, he has a store and he's great. He's in the summer waiting online for the Rav. And this Yid said these words. He said, but the adult sight learned me. When it's time I learned, you know that Yid was? Rav Henkin used to say years later, that Yid was the great Chazon Ish of a Mashiach Karelis. And he touched up in two words, he was the Chazon Ish, what the Chiyav of Talmud Torah is for the Rav, for the Talmud Chachim, for the Nish Talmud Chachim, for every single person. Says, hey, look at Mr. Bruin, sing Kufnun, hey, Steve Gotten Dalit. That's the adult sight learned me. When Kishupani, he has to learn, that's the Chiyav. If he has to eat, he has to work, he has to be with his wife, he has to talk, he has to this, he has to do things. So then he doesn't have the time, he has to daven, he has to everything. But when it's all tight, learn me. Because he's Yoyma Belayla, that's the Chir. And the nephew of the Rabbi Shmoyel, he asked his great uncle Rabbi Shmoyel, Havavotot Minyat, I finished Koyla Toyda Kula. Koyla Toyda Kula. So the Diyas of Toyda done. I got it all. I beat the lady, I beat the girl, I beat the cousin house. Done. Now what? And Rabbi Shmuel, who's a very understanding person, you have to make a parnasa. Rabbi Shmuel Yechai said, nay, parnasa, basretzta, you gotta just learn and learn. Rabbi Shmuel Yechai, Rabbi Shmuel, he says, no, you gotta have a parnasa. You're gonna be in sugar if you're not a parnasa, you'll be upset, you won't be able to deal with it. You have to make parnasa. And his nephew came and said, I've been a shalat el kula, can I learn chachma sivalis? And Tosis explains, if he would have needed the education for his job, etc., fine! He just wanted to know. He just wanted to learn. He finished Kol HaTorah Kula. And Rabbi Shmuel said, you find the time. That's Eina Yoy. The Eina Laila. You find that time. Then you can go and learn Chachma Sivanis. Up until then, Zofta Heilika, Rabbi Shmuel, Zofta Heilika, Mishneh Berurah, Zofta Heilika, Chazon Ish, and Zadot Sight learning. Because there's another mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a second din, Zofta Heilika, Rabbit Shabbat. There's a din of Talmud Torah Kenegat Kulam. There's a din of Yigisi Vayayim Ambalaila. There's a din not just of Yidiyah. It's a Torah. Abayisai, we're going into Elul. We get the night into Elul. I'm going to suggest. I want to make a suggestion. suggesting? We say we're going to come to davening, shoot the base Hashem, lasses in the vaka bei chalav. That's not the tzaddik in the yeshiva. That's the tzaddik in the yeshiva. It's a novel concept. You know, a person thinks to himself, a lot of times, what's my vaka gemara anyways? What's me? I'm not going to be at all. I'm not going to replace it. Look at me already in dust. You don't understand the voice side. It says, the hate of the grass. Ashrei mi shepalikon. The Talmud of the Yadoi. What's the Talmud of the Yadoi? Zot the grass in the Kuchas Achim. He says, every year he has his chelik of Torah. And when Ergan gets excited and he learns that 20 minutes there and that hour there, and he feels that he gets another shavusa and another hour and another, he has a certain chelik, a certain thinking in his neshama, in this and this gilgul, and that gilgul. He has a certain thing that he has to replenish or he wants that brekel. It's Ashrei balikon. You go up to Shemayim, they're waiting for that brekel. They want you to start the Dafa Yomi. They want you to start chasing. They want you to learn the halacha. They want you to learn. He wants that brekel, that little shikkel. Everybody has his own. Everybody has his own Messiah. And I've always said, with that, you go into Elul as a Kabbalah. You chut from the Kiddush Hashem. It's like you put in there. Grace, grace, Yachet Kala. There's no suffix. I've always said, the Baruch Shalom says, that Kabbalah is a Baruch Mashiach Taker. There's no suffix in the world. There's a Baruch Shalom is waiting for. Ain my Kodesh Baruch Hu Bay Ramay Ela Dalit Amishel Halacha Novad. It's the only thing that the grace of El Dabaisai. It's China, it's Japan, there's so many things going on in the world. There's kings and presidents and different British El has garnished nothing. The British Shalom has one thing in the belt. When the heat sits down to his black kimono, the British Shalom says, Yechav, you can tie for the Nash, got everything else in the world. Ain't like a Kurdish folk, by Lama Ladali, I'm Michelle Halacha Novad. I have to end with a grace of Yashakoyach. To, of course, there's no shayla in the world. My grace, I have a personal hakaras ha'toyv to the person beforehand. This is my personal hakaras ha'toyv for the microphone. My personal. For me, this is, But sometimes I can scream. This is my own personal hakaras ha'toyv. For the tzibur, I have to give a grace hakaras ha'toyv to the grace of Dov and to the grace of Moshe. And there's no shayla voice. I just push it to stand in the makom where these two great people speak. It's push it to pass out from. It's just be zeicha to stand in the same place that these people speak. The Goetze Akaras HaTayv I have to them. There's no suffix. Then of course I have to thank the Goetze sponsor of this Kiddush Hashem. This Kiddush Hashem, this Kiddush Shemayim, my in-laws who have brought me in to this to be a part of this Gevaldik and Zakir Shemayim. It's mamish the schus to such a thing. It should be only for them and Dairi Darius and the Mishpacha as that schus. And of course I have to thank there's a Gemara, a Medrash. Medrash says that Yeshua ben Nun says Yeshua ben Nun, why was he Zoicha? Why was he Zoicha? He says there were thousands of people bigger smarter than Yeshua ben Nun. And if Yeshua ben Nun, he wasn't the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was Yeshua ben Nun? Why was he Zoicha? So the Medrash says interesting stuff. The Medrash, Yeshua ben Nun, he used to be Mesadr the Sassolim the Beis HaMedrash. I explained to you what it means, Mesadr Sassolim Beis HaMedrash. Mesadr Sassolim Beis HaMedrash make a Zay. It means that he used to come to Seder and play Seder started at 9 o'clock. So he got there at 8:45. If he would have learned those 15 minutes add up at Pesach. We just spoke about those 15 minutes. 15 minutes times 7 days a week. It means Shabbos too at Pesach. So I, 52 weeks. Gets it adds up at Pesach. I could have learned Chalei Shabbos and Pesach another 100,000 times. Another 100,000 times. So what's the chat? A person is an oyev Torah. He loves Torah so much that he wants other people to learn the Torah, so that when they come to Rai, they can just go straight to learning the Torah, and they don't have to go and all the nice and the Sassolim are there. That's a person that's a leader. He loves the Torah so much. He loves it that he just wants the other people to be able to come in and be able to learn the Torah. And that's a shteitz of Chabaisai that I have to thank Chaim Otcha, my shvager. This is a grace, Kiddush Hashem. Was after Mach, the nice people from the belt. Chabaisai, the emissaries. There's no shayla. The person I have to thank the most, the person I have to thank, I ask the Rebbe Mechila every single night of this grace of Kiddush Hashem. You have no idea the chizik that everybody gave me. I should go over to every single one of the oilam, chashav oilam, was like a kidman. I thought when I talked to Mashav Nefer, I figured, that's an Evshen Dominion. Evshen Dominion, you have to have a Kaddish, you have to go get a guy from the street, the chayim, make sure it's a yid. I should go over to each and every one of you and personally thank you for this grace of chizik that you gave me. This grace of chizik, Abayisai. I have to thank you for the chizik that you gave me, the chizik that you gave yourself, the chizik you gave the whole entire year one, and I have no suffix, Abayisai. And this says Hashem, the Bernish Shalom, should see this grace of Kiddush Hashem, and it should be a chizik to learn vayta taka, and it should bring a taka the Yeshua and the Bias Goyal Vimheira B'Yameinu Amen.